Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Before we get rocking here, kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in, if you'd like to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Quick note, if you're paying attention to the psychological manipulation, again, being thrown on the American people by the mainstream media, it's easy to detect. Folks, I live and breathe what I do, let me tell you. And it is easy as pie to find out as it is to see the sky in so many different ways. You heard about how they busted a disgraced woman who falsified tests that brought forth variable testing results, right? And she's going to go to jail for a long time, and now she's going to be fined for, you know, she's going to have to give restoration back to the people that she defrauded. That's to get you sidetracked from the responsible party concerning COVID as to what's been going on over the last 3 years in this country. They want you to believe that somehow or another justice is being done within the system. It's never them that are guilty of the crime. It's always one that they throw under the bus. And that's what happens when you do business with the devil, folks. Sin keeps you alive. Longer than you want to stay, and it charges you a lot more than you want to pay. And you see what they're willing to do. When they don't need you anymore, they throw you away. It's like in Hollywood. When they don't need you anymore, they throw you away. It's like the music industry. When they don't need you anymore, they throw you away. The same thing that you're seeing in the corporate world today. But it's all a distraction from the responsible party. This is just one that was probably a part of the crew at a distance that wasn't within the circle of the corporate world that was playing along to see how far they could dupe the people. So they decided to throw one under the bus, and that's what you've heard, friends. That's what you just heard. And it is psychological manipulation, and it's a distractor to get you eyes off of the ball concerning the responsible party, concerning whole pandemic over the last 3 years. So anyways, I just thought I'd share that real quick. Again, shooting from the hip, this is live radio. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to the page today. Subscribe to the page today. Go to the Rumble feed up on top, SOL Radio Live, and go ahead and subscribe. And also check out that of BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. Again, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Look at this. If you're on social media platforms, if not, that's okay. I can go ahead and narrate for you. That's my job. It says, smile, God loves you. I found this on the bathroom stall the other day at a grocery store. See the modern gospel message? See, smile, God loves you. What is the... What is the impression given to you? What is it that is being said to you inadvertently or advertently, because that's how they intended to say it, as if God is smiling down on America? It's interesting. I've been spending some time in the book of Psalms now, and what I read in the Word of God is just the exact opposite of what you see here. But maybe that explains what's going on in this country. Maybe that's the very explanation as to why our country is going to hell in a handbasket, is because of this false gospel garbage. Put that up against Galatians 1:8. These are accursed people. They're preaching a modern message. The Bible tells us in Psalm 7:11 that God is angry with the wicked every day. When you read the book of Psalm chapter 5, it talks about how the Lord hates workers of iniquity, lawlessness, lawless people that allow the bad guys to do the things that they do. And you can put that up against Psalm 12:8. The vilest of men walk on every side when what? Evil men are exalted. And it's exactly what's happening today in the United States of America, because the good people on a massive scale fail to understand the definition of what the word good means. Good men do not allow this to prevail, friends. So as you can all understand as to where this is going and why. So I'll get to more of that in just a little bit. I wanted to highlight this real quick and make a couple points before we get to the main show. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their what? Despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Exactly. God is not smiling on America, friends. Just for the record, he is not smiling on America today. You can rest assured. He said those that despise him, those that reject him, he would turn that country into hell. The American people are doing what they're doing to this country by what it is that they are allowing, no question about it. You know, I ran into this video that I'm about ready to show you here, and there's a couple of them. And this is exactly an exhibition of what many of these people are. They think that they're above the law. I'm talking about judges, senators, congressmen, those that sit incumbent, those that are to represent we the people. They think they're above the law. And what I'm about ready to show you here is a judge who gets pulled over by a police officer. And I want you to watch the whole thing here. It's only 2 minutes long. And for those that are listening in 157 cities, you'll hear everything. I'll narrate if need be. But this is a judge that basically threatens a cop when he gets pulled over. This is why you're seeing the arrogance when it comes to those that are sitting on the bench. This is why you're receiving injustice on so many different fronts. It's because these people think that they're above the law. And if you think for one moment that that's way out there, I'm here to tell you otherwise, friends. It is not way out there. It's exactly what's happening, and that on so many different levels. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to play this for you. And again, I want you to see this for yourself, as to how these people operate when they're busted and when the law applies to them, because, again, they think they're above the law on so many different fronts. It's censored right now because of the police radio. It will pull up in just a moment here once he gets pulled over. But this is a judge on the road just driving erratically. He's speeding. And this will come on and off because they're covering his identity. But watch this when the police officer walks up to this judge after he pulls him over. Look at the arrogance. This is what the problem is. These people think they're above the law. Look at the arrogance here, friends. I'm going to let this play, but I'm going to pick this up right on the other side. We got a hard break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I will pick it up from where I left off on the other side of this break. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. I'm here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
So, welcome back again, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to add to, take away, contend, whatever the case might be, put that up against Jude 3 and 4. I want to get back to this. This is a judge who threatens a cop who pulled him over. What's the problem with the system of injustice in America? I think this speaks volumes to what the problem is. These people act like they're above the law. Now, for those on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I want you to pay attention to the speed limits, 35 miles an hour. I'm going to start this over, and I want you to see for yourself how fast this said judge is going on camera. Okay? He's going a lot faster. And by the way, he's passing a police officer. See that? Now he sees the police officer. He begins to slow down just a little bit, but notice how fast he was going. He was going a lot faster than 35, folks. This is a judge in America that gets pulled over by a police officer. This goes on and on because they're concealing his identification. Now, this is insane, but this is exactly why you're seeing the narcissism from the bench in America. And these people are representatives. Read Article 3. Section 1. They're to sit during good behavior, not in bad behavior. They're to be removed. Article 2, Section 4. They're to be prosecuted. But look at how this said police officer responds to this judge that sets to intimidate the police officer that pulls him over. Again, you can't make this up. He's getting on. Now look at this judge getting out of his car. He's angry. The audacity of this police officer to pull him over. Look at him. What do you think you're doing pulling me over for blowing my horn? The police officer says, sir, go back into your car. I'll be with you in a second. Now listen to this.
Sir, go back into your car. I'll be with you in a second.
He said, the judge says to the police officer, his name is Reinecker, you better check the registration on this plate soon, mister. He says, you better check the registration on this plate soon. Speaking of his own car to the police officer. Like, how dare you, Mr. Police Officer, pull me over, a judge in this county? Now watch this.
Registration on this plate soon, mister.
You better check them soon, mister, said the judge. Look at this. This is absolute, folks, narcissism. In its very definition, these judges are out of hand, at least this one in particular. Now the police officer goes back into his car, and as he's back into his car, friends, what he's doing is he's basically running his information, right? Yeah, he still doesn't realize that he's a judge. This police officer, by the way, is not doing his job. He's showing partiality and favoritism, which shows you this is why the American people are angry. Now check this out. Now he's going back up to the judge's car. Listen carefully. Listen to what he says.
Have a good day, Judge.
Have a good day, Judge. The police officer goes back up to his car, the one that was speeding, driving erratically in parts, speeds by the police officer doing his job, pulls him over, the judge gets out of the car, said, you better run these plates, mister. He's angry with the police officer, the audacity of this police officer to stand up and do his job and pulling him over. The police officer goes back to his car, finds out that he's a judge, goes back up to the judge's car, and then says, have a good day, Judge. Hey, folks, look at me. Listen to me carefully. This is injustice. The law applies to all of us, not some of us. And you're seeing more and more and more of this. They're protecting their own in their crimes that they are prosecuting others for. Just like Paul said to those that smacked him in the mouth concerning the Pharisees of the day, do as I say, but don't do as I do. He called them whited walls. That's exactly what they are. And this is illegal, that which is taking place in America. Now, let me show you this next one. This is a congressman. This is the Martin Hyde, the wannabe, congressional wannabe is what they call him, Martin Hyde. He threatens to end the police officer's career over a traffic stop. You can't make it up. You ready for this one? Here, let's get to this one too as well, friends. I'm just so thrilled that the American people can see these people for who they really are. And why is it that we're not taking the time to do this more often? Ephesians 5:11, Luke 12:2, friends. Read your Bibles. This is not what we're supposed to do concerning the last police officer, but this is what we're supposed to do concerning this police officer. See how this threat by this congressman completely fails in his attempt.
57 and a 40, and you were
57 and a 40,
while you were doing
and
that.
You were texting while you were on the phone.
Registration, please.
Okay, and then she asked for registration and the license, and then the congressman says back, are you going to do this? Can you do this?
Yes, sir.
She says, yes, sir. She's doing her job. Look at his arrogance. She said, can I see your registration, please? The man replies with a no. This is a congressman.
You're not going to give me a registration, sir. You are going to be issued a citation for texting and driving.
She's going to give him a ticket for texting and driving, and he begins to take his phone with his name on it, by the way, just showing you again, narcissism, arrogancy, pride, put that up against Isaiah 14, but he takes his phone out with his name on it, 2022, and he begins to film her in an attempt to intimidate her, but she holds to the law.
Driving. You are going to be issued a citation for failure to
look at him.
Provide your registration upon
incredible.
Because I have a job to do, sir.
He's whining now as he's outside of the car saying, why are you doing this? Why is this? And then the police officer comes back and says, nobody is above the law.
Above the law.
No one's above the law. You have to have some degree of respect for the law abiding.
You have to have some degree of respect. He's talking about his position. In other words, overlook my crime. And his whole purpose in being incumbent in the first place, friends, is to uphold the law, not to tear it down. But this explains why they're tearing it down. Because they think within themselves it doesn't apply to them. And this falls at the feet of the American people for tolerating this. Folks, you have to see things through. You just do.
Degree of respect started the moment I walked up to your car, sir.
You knew exactly what you were doing.
Now
if
he's,
that is
now
your
he's trying
feeling,
to play the victim.
You are more than welcome to fight the citations in court.
I'll fight the citation. Okay. I'll fight you in court.
Okay. So what does he do? He threatens her, and she said, you can go ahead and fight the citation in court. What does this congressman do? He said, I'm not going to fight the citation. I'm going to fight your employer. Folks, this is what's going on. Again, I want to say his name so everybody can understand. Congressional wannabe Martin Hyde. Completely backfired on him at every given step. Okay? Are you tired of the injustice? Are you tired of these people? And I'm talking about all of us. I'm not just talking about a particular people because the law applies to me just as much as it applies to anybody else. Do you realize that your love for the law is your love for your country to the degree that you uphold it? It's the same thing for the things of the Lord. Every true Christian born again of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, will magnify the law. He will not tear it away. He will magnify it. Look to the Puritan preachers. Look to those that established our system of government. I've said it 3 days in a row now. Did you know that none other than James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, written on the wall in Yorktown, Virginia, that our government system is established on justice, God's common law. Okay, and without that, friends, everything else goes for naught. Your country begins to turn into hell when you wickedly depart from your God. Okay, this I know is true at every given level. See, what this bad cop did, the first one that I showed you, he just added strength to tyranny. Okay, but what he's doing is he thinks he's crawling up the political ladder by sucking up to corruption concerning corrupt judges on the bench. And it may last for a moment, but when the people get a hold of it, the best thing that the people can do is rise up and remove the judge and the police officer for corruption. This is all on video. Okay? And I've said it before, regardless of, even if the people catch the corrupt with the smoking gun in hand, they still give them a pass. Why? Because they believe that they are above the law. And why do they believe they're above the law? Because you just gave them a reason to believe that they're above the law. That's why they did what they did. Okay, I wanted to highlight this really quick, too. Another topic, but more corruption. So as you can all understand why it's going in the direction that it is, the CEO of U.S. Election Software on November 11th, 2022, was arrested. Here, let me say it again, and notice the name, okay? I'll get to that in a moment. Breaking news, CEO, the chief executive officer of the United States Election Software, was recently arrested. But friends, let me get this straight. I showed you video from 2001 where Clinton Eugene came forward and shared with the world that he's the one that created these election machines, right, these voting machines, and he said he can calibrate them either way as he goes along. This should come as no surprise, all the people being busted for election fraud, but the question that I have for you is, are you going to let it continue on? By the way, this guy's name was Eugene Yu. Okay, he's a Chinese dude. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is giving the Biden White House 5 weeks to end a Trump-era public health rule that's been used to expedite deportations. It's called Title 42, and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says his department is tackling illegal immigration by surging personnel to the southern border. There are already hundreds of illegal immigrants from Venezuela camping out just across the border from Texas. When Title 42 goes away, they plan to claim asylum, adding to a record number of encounters by the Border Patrol during the Biden administration. Friday's public sale of tickets for Taylor Swift's upcoming tour isn't happening, the company citing an extraordinarily high demand on ticketing systems. Joe Levy with Billboard magazine saying it's a very bad look for the company. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Once again, that the mainstream media means to withhold. Okay, even when you're listening to that garbage, just pay attention to the things that they're not talking about, because those are the issues that we, the people, need to come together on and deal with them lawfully. Period. Period. I'm showing you the injustice taking place even now concerning the incumbent and how they are attempting to intimidate people. How they're trying to basically coerce, how they're legislating. I'm talking about from the bench, those that are on the bench, how they're legislating, how they're playing the activists, and how they think they're above the law. And by the way, they become the legislators from the bench, which is not their job. They're to discover and apply the law, period. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And they're also playing the activists from the bench. The reason they've been emboldened to do that is because, again, it falls to the people allowing them to go that far. And it's exactly what's happening. Let me get back to this. CEO of software firm Konec, The CEO, Eugene Yu, you're going to see more of this, folks, because there's Chinese infiltration into this country in a big way. He has been arrested in relation to the storage of data servers in China. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I get, I don't know how many emails from people or messages from people all across the country that are telling us what's going on in their backyard concerning voter fraud. Folks, it's happening. There's more I'd like to say right now, but some of my conversations that I have need to be confidential. And speaking into the situation this morning with someone that is very high up in law enforcement, folks. They're very well aware of what's going on. And I'm talking about the good guys in the system. The good guys are trying to figure out where the American people are to put it to a stop when it concerns those bad guys. And it's pretty amazing. Okay, so with that said, the American people are going to have to take it to the next level and bring justice when it comes to the false polling that's taking place and the voter rigging that's illegally taking place in this country. What are your thoughts on this? 1-866-582-9933. The four boxes of freedom. Okay, so the soapbox has been censored by big tech companies, talking about Facebook, Twitter, Google, others, the mainstream media, wars against the information I'm giving this, giving to you even now. Oh, that's their bad. They're destroying their own country inadvertently. Apparently, they don't realize they're on the same boat that I'm on. But what they do is they censor. We also know that the DHS is censoring the results of the election fraud that's taking place, too, concerning those that would stand up and say it was a fraud. The DHS Americans is now attacking free speech, which is completely illegal on every level there is. The whole purpose of the freedom of religion or a freedom of speech, friends, and I'm talking about liberty is the right to do what the law permits, lawful speech, not subversive speech. They're advocating subversive language to overthrow the constitutional republic in which we have under God, Article 4, Section 4. And what needs to be said here, friends, is the fact that they've been doing this and they're continuously doing it. They're not backing up at all. They're going full bore ahead. And you can see this with the vaccine still, regardless of all the people falling over dead right in front of your faces, Amos 8:3, they keep pushing the same narrative. Now they're saying we need to get your kids too. No. Absolutely not. I'll get to that in a moment. But here we are concerning voter fraud. The four boxes of freedom. The soapbox has been censored. Justice, jury by trial. That's been denied to the American people. The ballot box, that's completely rigged and stolen, right? So here are your options. And then what it does on this little meme here, it shows cartridges after cartridges after cartridges after cartridges filled with ammunition. And some may say that that's just way out there. Oh, is it? Is it? Do you know anything about the history of your country? Is it? Let me ask you, are law abiders pushing the American people to the limits? Is it the law abiders in America that are creating domestic insurrection, or is it the corrupt? Along with, again, a million times over, the mainstream media. Who's doing it? Okay. You have every right in the world to defend yourselves from what's going on. Now, I know that the powers that are tolerated, the Gestapo and the FBI and the CIA and the ATF and other unconstitutional agencies would have you believe otherwise. They want to intimidate you into submission. Don't you dare be intimidated, Americans. That's not what we're made out of here. We do not take counsel from our fears. And I'm talking about carnal fear. We take our counsel from the Word of God. And nowhere in Scripture are we to submit to tyranny in any sense of the word. We have a right to, given unto us by God, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And everything that entails is under attack today by those that are continuously encroaching upon our God-given rights. And I'm, for one, quite frankly, sick and tired of it. How about you? David, before I change topics, I'm going to take Mr. Alabama David and see what you have to say. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, David. What say you?
Mr. Dean, I just wanted to pitch this idea to you and tell me what you think. Paper ballots in triplicate, first for voting, second for exit polling, third for our records, all with the same number. And that would eliminate possible voter fraud, because I really don't think this doofus and chief.
Isn't it something, David? I love it. I'm seeing this on social media platforms quite a bit. How could I deny that? That's only to ensure the validity of the vote. I'm all for it. Absolutely.
I
got a question for you, David. So you're down south. I know that there's a different attitude with southern people than there is with northern people concerning, their degree of anger and indignation concerning what's going on in the country. What's the talk in Alabama concerning the corruption that's taking place in the country?
Usually it resorts to, but let's go Brandon, Kent, and I didn't vote for him,
I don't think the people didn't vote for him. We know that. This is all a fraud, and it's all being perpetuated on the American people. I mean, listen, David, 80 million people allegedly voted in criminal and treasonous Joe Biden. And then once he gets to the people's White House, all of a sudden he needs to call in the military to defend himself from the 80 million people that allegedly voted him in. Nobody's buying it. Nobody is, David.
Yeah. And what the other thing that blows my mind real quickly is that they just happened to find just enough ballots. Oh, we found more ballots. And they just got them up just to that amount and slowly creeped up. Yeah, roll your pants with that glove, because I smell some BS. I don't use that kind of language. So.
No. Hey, David, I wanted to say this too. Right. Read James 1:26, Colossians 3:8, and also Ephesians 4:29 when you get a moment. But with that said, I do want to say that it is interesting that people are still reverting to let's go Brandon. I see this all the time on social media platforms too. And I just got to be a faithful witness here, my friend. 14:25 of Proverbs. And I have to say, the joke is on you. Is this the best that the American people have, David? Is to sit back and say, let's go Brandon, as they allow someone that's guilty of treason to continuously assail them and their God-given rights?
That's an excellent question. I don't resort to it, but I because I listen to nothing but you and Tim on Sons of Liberty, I've taken the attitude of, okay, Democrat, Republican, conservatives or yesterday's liberals. So.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are tending to forget that we're all going to take a final breath. And when that happens, we're going to pay 100% in taxes. So,
Yes, we are.
So, yeah.
I appreciate your call, David. Did you get everything out there?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I totally appreciate you, man. I really honestly do. I want to highlight this, and then I'm going to get over to some... I just need to take the time, folks. I only have 1 hour a day, and the reason I only have 1 hour a day is because I spend so much time across the United States, because payday for me is being with the people, Luke 19:10. If I was to go to a 3-hour show, folks, I would sit there and I would inundate you for 3 hours. If I had the time, I could do it all day long. And I'm giving you enough salt on your tongue to realize that we're the responsible party and we must respond lawfully. Hey, folks, those that are attacking you are not doing it lawfully. They're doing it illegally. Just for the record. There's no truth in these people, John 8:44. That's just the fact of the matter. And again, let me remind you that you have every right given unto you under heaven to defend yourselves against those that are attacking you. And I'm not talking about good government. I'm talking about corruption. And it's amazing to me about how many people, again, just agree with everything that we're saying, but yet we're still in the same position that we're in today. Here, let me highlight this before this next hard break. Do you see this? This is Epoch Health. We got a friend over there. And we just had him on not too long ago. Great stuff. From what I've seen from Epoch Times, I really enjoyed the truth of what they're sharing over there, for the record. But this is from Tom Osimek. He said, G20 promotes WHO, standardized global vaccine passport, and digital health identity schemes. They've already alluded to all of this. So this tells you right here, friends, that they're not going to stop the push. This tsunami is going to continuously destroy whatever is going to be allowed to be destroyed. Okay? G20 is promoting WHO. By the way, the head of the organization, WHO, World Health Organization, he is tied to terrorists, known terrorists. That's why he was put there, friends, because he would destroy, he would kill, he would destroy, he would steal, just like his father, the devil. Same thing with NIH. Same thing with the CDC. And this could all be stopped if our said representatives would do their jobs and incriminate these people. But they're not. Why? Because this is an under-the-table sort of a deal going on. These people are aggrandizing their wealth as if to suggest that there is those little luggage racks on the top of a hearse. And guess what? 10 out of 10 die, and these dummies haven't figured it out yet. Maybe we should push forward the judgment day for corruption. Sounds like a good idea to me, Americans. Isaiah 26:9.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All 5 cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my 3 children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. So our friend Cooper C. just said this. He said, I didn't watch all of the Trump speech, but I did catch him saying the next 2 years is going to prepare the people for what we're going to have to do when I'm back in charge. Disturbing. Very telling. Now, if you're not on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, jump over there. Subscribe. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe. 1-866-582-9933. Let me respond to that, Cooper C. What we're looking at right now is one of those political prisoners that was enticed by Trump, led to the Capitol to be entrapped, and then accused of the crimes of the provocateurs that were paid to be there, along with the D.C. police and the FBI informants that are nowhere to be found named in this orchestrated crime against the American people. On this video, or on this little picture, this meme here, it is a picture of one of those political prisoners with a hat on that says, Make America Great Again. He's got his head bowed down with his arms crossed and chains on his feet. And through the barred window is a picture of Donald Trump whispering inside tied to the jailed Patriot. It says, if you ever get out, be sure to vote for me in 2024. See you then. Again, so what I typed out is, it is crazy to me that people don't see this guy for who he is. Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd? And I need to make a couple more points before the end of the show here. Even Trump supporters, do you not have enough common sense to understand that the mainstream media, the fake news that gave and is giving Trump all the notoriety and press that he needs on a daily basis to keep him in power, regardless of the 1,162 other presidential candidates, he's still out there talking now about becoming the president of the United States of America, and yet it was the mainstream media that just said that Donald Trump was the leader of the coup. I mean, that's like saying Charles Manson's followers, all of them are thrown in jail, but Charlie gets to keep running around, stirring up more problems and committing crimes against the people. So wait a second. Donald Trump is the leader of the coup, said the mainstream media. But Donald Trump is not in jail, but all of those that were led to the Capitol that day that had the audacity, they were the luckless souls that just happened to be at the right place at the wrong time, apparently. We can set that record straight too, Americans. But it's interesting how, for some reason or another, Donald's not in jail. And so I look to the right, and I notice some of the comments. I agree with you, Bradley. I'm not looking for people to agree with me because of me. I want you to agree with the truth, and I'm not saying that this person said otherwise, but I am saying I'm not looking for followers. I'm looking for those that are following the Christ that will hold to his truth like me. Okay, 1 Corinthians 11:1. I do agree with you, Bradley. I don't get it neither. Then another person said this is absolutely perfect. Then another person said they're trying to put Trump in jail too. These are the media-minded, brainwashed fools that refuse to open their eyes. They don't understand that the mainstream media, from MSNBC to Fox News, they're all controlled narratives. They're all useful idiots under the dictatorship of the CIA on a global basis. If you think that's way out there, do your homework. We've known this for decades in this country. The CIA's been influencing and controlling the narrative, not just in the news, but also in the movies. Okay? Just wanted to make sure. Here's another one. I said back, by the way, to that person, I said, you're totally incorrect. He said, it seems like MSNBC kind of stays on him going to jail. Not sure. Okay? And then I have other people that are just trying to defend him tooth and nail. I don't know what they're defending. The only thing I can tell you is they're not paying attention as to what they're defending. Just did a video where it says, we know what Donald Trump said, but this is what he did. And regardless of even showing the information to the people, they still hold to Donald. Acts 12:22. And let me say this, they're going to get exactly what they've got coming. Everybody loved Adolf Hitler, and I'm not saying Donald's Adolf Hitler, but I'm saying that he is corrupt in a different way. He is corrupt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He's never been a threat to the establishment that everybody complains about. And he's been groomed in a favorable light over the last 30 years in this country. If that doesn't tell you, I can't help you concerning Donald Trump in any sense of the word. Let me go back to discernment really quick. I told you before, when it comes to the likes of Candace Owens, it's interesting how she's called up to congressional hearings, and yet she fuels the narrative between the right and the left, which does not constitutionally exist. Ben Shapiro does the same thing. Matter of fact, Ben Shapiro's even got go to the White House pass at any given time he so chooses, it seems. People are trying to figure out how it is these people are called into favor to be called up into congressional hearings. It's because they're a part of the problem. They're not a threat to the establishment. Now, I warned you about Candace Owens. She's on this, her husband must have said she was pretty or something, because she's been on this little show over the last couple years, and you can see it's not so much about the truth that she says. She says some of it, but not all of it, and that's the problem I'm having with her. Mark 8:15, read it when you get a moment. Beware of their leaving. But it's interesting, she's like on this little fashion show strip where she wants to keep highlighting her looks more than anything else. And I told you to be careful of Candace. I told you to be careful of Ben Shapiro. And I want to tell you another one to be careful of, friends, is a Charlie Kirk. I've had the opportunity of preaching to some of the kids that are supporting him who don't know the Word of God no more than the devil does. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that they think they're saved when in fact they're mushroom converts and they need to be saved all over again because they're not saved. They're not producing the fruit. Charlie Kirk, I don't trust the guy as far as I can throw him. I like some of the stuff that Ben Shapiro says, but I want to show you something to kind of see where your attitude is with all of this. But when you start blaspheming the name of Christ, I have a serious problem with it. And I wanted to show you this concerning Candace Owens. Candace Owens glorified to Rothschilds and Sons. She's connected. Candace Owens, glorified funder, that's what it says, tied to Rothschild and Sons, British Pilgrim Society, Babylonian, fake Jewish, Radhanite money that also funds military drones. So if you can prove otherwise with Candace Owens, that's great. But I'm telling you, there seems to be some approbation from the establishment to keep pulling her up whenever they need her. Does anybody think that's a little bizarre? And I want to remind you. Excuse me. She's not a threat to the establishment, and therein lies your problem. Just like none of the others that are called up in congressional hearings, they're not a threat to the establishment. They wouldn't have, hey, folks, I want to go. I want to go there. I want to go to a congressional hearing. I want to do it the way it needs to be done because I'm tired of this. I'm tired of these little players and these little plants that keep going on to appease the American people as if to suggest they're getting the job done when they're not. They're not. They're fleecing their constituents to make more wealth as they continuously deceive the masses. And you should know better than that. Let's go over to Ben Shapiro really quick. And I want you to hear this and tell me what you think about this. Because he equates Jesus Christ to a common criminal.
Well, we don't believe in the divinity of Christ. I think that there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet. And, right?
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually grew, and then...
Do you think he was resurrected?
No, that's not a Jewish belief.
Okay, I just want to check.
Yeah, no, we're not into miracle stories. No, that's not.
You don't have any miracles?
No, not by Jesus. Right? No? They're ones in the Old
God
Testament.
Ones?
Yeah, you've got Moses splitting the sea and all that.
What do you think happened there?
What do I think happened there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with the Maimonidean explanation that it says in the Bible there was a strong east wind.
Look at him how he just plays down the Word of God.
Physical phenomenon.
And then furthermore, he equates Jesus Christ to a common criminal. Do you see what Ben Shapiro's worth is, friends? $25 million. Where's he getting that money? He's getting the money from people that don't pay attention to who he is. Now, again, he says good things. So does Candace. But the fact of the matter is, folks, there's a lot of favor concerning those that you're complaining about. And those that you're complaining about seem to have a hand on their shoulders. And whenever they're needed, they're pulled up. That's why. Ben Shapiro reads from the Talmud. He's a Pharisee. That's the spirit that crucified the Christ, friends. Just so you know. And again, I'm not anti-Ben Shapiro, but he better get his facts straight and start to understand that reason is the enemy to faith, and that's all this guy operates out of. Just like his buddy, Peterson, Jordan Peterson. Is that right? Peterson goes around, his buddy Jordan goes around telling the church how they're supposed to be acting and what they should be doing with the F word intertwined in his conversation. I mean, both these guys are the guys that went out and got their experimental jabs and they want to tell us how smart they are. Hey, folks, I don't care about how smart they are. They're a bunch of philosophers. God speaks to the heart, not the head. And what good are they if they don't tell the truth? Just saying. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.